Coming up tomorrow, the vote in the House on the president's tax cut. The vote on the same thing in the Senate could come as late as midnight tonight or tomorrow. The Democrats in the Senate are said to be stalling, hoping there is some way to head off what seems to be inevitable, a victory for the president's tax measure. In the House, none of that. It'll be touch and go all the way, since Democrats control the House, and the vote counting's being done on the fingers of one hand tonight and recounted again and again. In Detroit, federal mediator from the baseball strike, Ken Moffitt, says he is just about at the end of his rope.
We've tried just about everything. This is a very perishable commodity that we're working with here. You have a very short season. It's going to be over in October. And you have to pull just about all the rabbits out of the hat that you possibly can.
Well, Ken Moffitt says he has pulled about all of the rabbits he has got in that hat. And still no baseball. And frankly, he's stumped. I'm Gil Fox, ABC FM Radio.
She was summa cum laude, it was time to graduate. They handed her the sheepskin, she said, this has got to wait. Cause right now, I've got to have 100 thou. Sometimes it doesn't matter where you are. You've got to have a Nestle $100,000 bar. Sometimes your mouth has got to have the crispy, crunchy chocolate, the luscious caramel of a Nestle $100,000 bar now. Hey, right now.
Hello, this is Bob Newhart. I don't know what a submarine weighs. I have no idea when bowling started. I certainly don't know if crocodiles are afraid of hippopotamuses. You want the public library. Oh, and when you find out about the crocodiles, could you call me back? Yeah, that one is going to drive me nuts.
If you have any questions at all, you can call. I'm the library.
A public service message of the American Library Association.
Just so you know, the man who directed about every star you ever loved in films like Mrs. Miniver, Best Years of Our Lives, Funny Girl, and Ben-Hur, director William Wyler, is dead of a heart attack in Hollywood. He was 79. The chairman of the board has become an honorary tribal chief. Frank Sinatra received the Order of the Leopard from the president of the South African tribal homeland of Botswana, Lucas Mengop. Sinatra told the Botswana Assembly, "I don't believe anyone in the world should be a second-class citizen." They gave Sinatra applause and his wife gifts, including a blanket made from the hide of a jackal. I just found out there are two stellar attractions this week. First, this Friday, out there among the stars, a solar eclipse. Best spot to watch it will be Bratsk in Russia. The scientists are converging there even now. And the other attraction? All the pomp and circumstance that the royal family can muster is being put on the line for the wedding of His Royal Highness Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer tomorrow in London. They even had music and fireworks tonight in the $120,000 extravaganza. At the current exchange rate, that is close to £65,000. And the private commemorations will be even wilder. One chap, 65-year-old Ron Cunningham, will celebrate tomorrow by balancing on his head on the edge of a 90-foot cliff. While he's on his head, he will sip beer, and attached to his ankles, he will have flags, the Union Jack fluttering. 81-year-old Minnie Robinson is entering a tripe-eating contest in Manchester. In case you're not tuned into that, tripe is a delicacy, the ground-up lining of a cow's stomach. And in Markey Harborough, perhaps best of all, two local pubs have challenged each other to an ancient dwile-flunking competition. Dwile-flunking, I say. That is a contest where you dress up in costume, get soaked in beer, and wallop each other with soggy beer towels. Who says the days of grandeur are all gone, huh? That's the news. I'm Gil Fox on the ABC FM radio network, a service of ABC News.